When online worship is the only option available, last question, what can you do by way of preparation at home to receive the most from the service? Yeah, that's a interesting question. Is it helpful to watch the service in your pajamas? One of our members, we have one member, I won't say who it is. We have one member that gets up at about 9 o'clock and they keep their routine of their old routine of getting their hair ready and having their Sunday clothes on. They get all dressed up and then at 11 o'clock, they watch the service at 11 o'clock. I will tell you that one of the hygiene team members said that their problem with the online worship is not that it's bad, but it's that it doesn't form habits. So they could easily just get up at, you know, 3 in the morning. They said if they had like, if I knew it was a drive-in service every Sunday at 11 a.m., I will be there. I will get dressed and ready to go. So how much does preparation help in worship? Does it help or is it not that important?
I think it could go either way. I think because when you, for whatever reason, might miss a service and you think, oh, well, I'll just forget about it because, you know, I missed the time that I had to be there. And now you really do have an option of anytime, anywhere you are, whether it's on your phone or sitting at home.
Right.
I know there's such a thing as getting too lax and comfortable, but it does offer some new opportunities.
Absolutely.
I think almost anything right now can go either way. You can look at it either way.
Yep.
As an obstacle or as an incentive.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the things that for me is, I don't know how I can put this. I enjoy reading the bulletin when I'm sitting in church. That's how I prepare. I see what events are going to be happening the next week. I see things like who's sick or who's in need or who's going somewhere or who just had a baby. And those are the kinds of things that connect me and prepare me for a worship service.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've done that somewhat on the online services with the Proclaim slides running, and that's kind of nice. But I those are really important to me as a being prepared for a worship service.
The advantage of that bulletin is everything is right there. The announcements, the prayers. Right now, we do have the slides. You can find our prayer list, but you have to go to the website to find that, where Jim has cataloged the service, and he's kind of got it bulletin form online, but you'd have to go to both the Facebook page and the online service to put it all together, where that bulletin is like, boom, right there. It's right in front of me. It's also tactile, which I'm just curious to ask our members how they learn. Because I think that's an interesting question. Some people are auditory. Some people are
visual.
Some people are, there's just a whole spectrum. And I have my own deficiencies, or I have my own leanings on how to connect with people. Well, I also have my deficiencies too. And so it's just interesting to hear how different people connect. But I myself agree that tactile bulletin, moving a page, helps me remember and helps me focus. I think all the digital is pretty tough for me personally. But anyway, other comments? Anything?